American Revolutionary War Era. Between 1775 and 76, two forts were constructed along the Thames River, Fort Trumbull and Fort Griswold, each named respectively for the governor and deputy governor of Connecticut. Fort Trumbull was the smaller of the two fortifications, with an area of roughly 80 feet by 80 feet. Its 16-foot-thick earthen walls covered the north, south, and eastern portions of where it stood. The west, however, was left exposed. Armed with 5 cannons, consisting of 18-pounders and 24-pounders, the classification corresponding to the weight of the cannonball it fired, it stood proudly before New London and was garrisoned by roughly 25 men at any given point. Its only baptism of fire came on September 6, 1781, when a raiding party led by Brigadier General Benedict Arnold descended upon the towns of Groton and New London, each sending about 800 men to attack and destroy the warlike stores that both towns held. Fort Trumbull did not prove effective against this attack. Although numerous militia parties made their stand as the British Army marched closer and closer, the fort's garrison, commanded by Captain Adam Shapley, fired a single volley of muskets at the incoming British from the western side of the fort before making a quick getaway across the river to Groton. New London was subsequently burned to the ground after this futile resistance was crushed, and Fort Griswold, then having only 166 defenders, was taken, and many of its defenders slaughtered.